Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining me this evening. What I would like for you to do is just relax and know you're in a safe place, a loving place. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. So I'm going to introduce myself. My name is Rita Moore, and I'm a psychic medium. I communicate with people who have passed over, which in and of itself is not remarkable. The remarkable thing is that they actually talk back. So I will definitely be dedicating a part of this program to do just that. And before I continue, let me explain what I can or cannot do. What I can do is basically anything as long as I can, you know, can keep my jewelry on. No, seriously, folks. What I cannot do is to give medical advice. So please do not call in asking me about that. However, with that said, if in fact during the session something may come up to say, have you had your blood sugar checked, and you may say yes or no, then that's how it would come through. But other than that, it's basically, that's it. So although I would love to help those who have lost loved ones connect with them on the other side, please feel free to call in and ask questions, tell me what's on your mind, and even suggest a new format for me, because I'm very new at this, as far as the radio is concerned. And so I'm here to serve you. It is all about you. Some of the topics that I am very interested in on a personal level are psychism regarding children. If you have a child that is displaying psychic abilities. Also, if you're having panic attacks. And I know that kind of borderline into a medical area, but I have found through personal experience that sometimes panic attacks are, in fact, repressed psychic energy. If you want to know more about intuition, about energy, spirituality, just go for it. So, in any event, I would like to give a very big, warm hello to my friends and family that are listening. You know who you are, okay? And until we get the first caller, let me go into saying a little bit more about myself. There have been, over the years, many wonderful experiences that I have had during my time doing my mediumship. And I have found that, well, obviously not from personal experience, but what I have learned and encountered through messages is that we don't die. I mean, we shed our physical body, but actually we do enter another dimension of time and space. I believe that crossing over is a subjective thing. In other words, if you believe in a heaven and what that heaven is all about, that's exactly where you'll wind up, at least for a time. So with that said, I would love to hear from someone out there who would like to connect or just has some basic questions. Now, speaking about panic attacks in regards to repressed psychic energy. Well, let's go with our first call. Come on in. Hi, this is Rita. Can I help you?
Hi. I was just calling and was curious about evil and what psychically, how we can protect ourselves, but more specifically, if we can be hurt by evil energies or how they come into play in our normal day-to-day life.
Now, you said evil, the word evil, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and how to protect yourself.
How to protect myself, and if evil energies or can physically hurt someone.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard, actually, yes.
Okay. Well, for one thing, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I feel like when it comes to evil, personally, on a, how would you say, a personal philosophy, I do not believe in evil per se. What I do believe is that people's behavior may seem less than acceptable. And so when things don't go according to the way we feel they should, or someone commits a heinous crime, we have to label it. We have to put it in its perspective. the bottom line here is that technically we basically flow in and out of each other's energy. That's why people have, especially empathic people, they pick up on other people's feelings. They don't know why they may feel one day happy or one day sad and have really no reason to feel that way. It's just the way it is. So what happens in effect is that it's sort of like saying you're fighting a battle that you honestly can't win because there is no such thing as out there coming at you from an evil point of view. With that said, if you feel that there's a heavy or negative energy around you, there are many things that you can do to shake it off. One of the things that I have done is use color therapy. You can just imagine a white light surrounding you, everyone to each his own, okay? So there are sometimes you can raise your vibration. Prayer, and I don't mean a very specific prayer. The act of praying, no matter what your denomination, actually raises a vibration in you. That's why when you heard the expression, when you're praying for someone else, you're actually praying for yourself. It's not about the thing that you're praying for. Just the act of praying is going to raise your vibrational level. It's going to bring you to a higher octave, so to speak. And that helps in bringing more joy and happiness and just raising the whole level. So when you talk about evil here, you're talking about a very low, thick, dense vibration. It's sort of like thinking about molasses in the middle of winter. It's a very heavy energy. It's a very oppressive energy. So we label it evil. We can put any name tag you want on it. But the bottom line is that there's basically ways in which to disperse that energy. You know, it's sort of like thinking about the clouds parting. Does that make sense to you, honey?
It does. No, that makes sense. And I think this question really is coming from yesterday. Allison Dubois was on the Tyra Banks show.
Oh,
and
okay.
Interviewing psychic kids. And one of the children, she was 15, said that she could see spirits that had passed on and said that one of them bit her and scratched her physically. She had physical marks on scars on her legs. And so I was just curious if that is possible.
Well, you know the old saying, anything is possible. Mm-hmm. And we certainly don't want to discount this because the bottom line is that what's going to happen when you're dealing with especially psychic energy in children. Children especially, my psychic abilities came when I was very young. I was very susceptible to things that went bump in the night, and I had a very hard time getting up for school the next morning because I was dealing with all the little boogaboos. And so what basically had happened was that when a child experiences psychic phenomena, they are technically ignorant of what is going on around them. Once they learn what is happening, why it's happening, how to deal with the energies involved, because psychic energy is very heavy duty. You're tapping into the thought forms of people from the past and the present and, yes, the future. Intuition is a totally different thing. I wouldn't say totally. They're distant cousins, but they are not the same. So when you're dealing with psychic, you're dealing with thought forms. And thought forms, as we all know, can be negative, they can be positive. So these children are dealing at a very young age with these specific thought forms. And what may be happening, with the marks appearing, is that they're literally manifesting the energy. I do not believe that the spirits, the so-called spirits, are technically attacking them. But I think that it's sort of like when you have an illness, okay? See, I believe the body-mind connection. So if it starts in the head, it's going to manifest in the body, okay? So in that respect, they may be manifesting the fear or the ignorance as these marks. They appear, because children are very powerful. They do not have to deal with an ego as adults do. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think that what happens with them is that, yes, these marks do appear, but I think they're coming from the inside out as opposed to the outside in.
Oh, yes.
So,
thank you.
Does that help you understand that?
It does, thank you. I thought that was quite odd when I heard that. I thought, well, goodness, that's not good. I don't know what that was. Thank you.
Well, you're quite... Well, one more thing before you go. Your father, has he passed, made his transition?
My father?
Mm-hmm.
Has he...
My father has not. Your father has not?
My grandfather has, on
your
my father's side.
There's a male energy, an older male energy, that is very close to you, stays with you a lot. And for some reason, he's showing me that Christmas time is very special for some reason. I don't know if it has to do with an anniversary, a birth, a death. But for whatever reason, Christmas is very important to this individual.
Okay.
Now, I did not get your name.
Tiffany?
Tiffany. Well, Tiffany, it's been wonderful speaking with you. And do you have any more questions?
Oh, that's all. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Well, thanks for listening at least to my spiel on children, psychic children, because I do think that any time a child displays psychic ability, it can be very scary for them, very scary. It was scary for me as a child. It was scary for me as a grown-up, I must admit. I did not go to sleep without a light in my room for many years, as my husband will attest. But in any event, when you're dealing with intuition, to me, intuition is like the telephone line to God. To me, that's a very pure form of knowing. It's not about tapping into the thought forms of past, present, and future of other individuals. Intuition is more in tune with a higher level of understanding. It's a direct knowing. It's like you know that you know that you know. And when you deal with intuition, it goes to the gut, which when you're dealing with psychic energies, what happens is that we have different areas. We have the top of our heads. Most people feel it in their gut, the gut feeling syndrome. And if you want to, how would you say, enhance your own psychic abilities, there's many ways to do that, and that can certainly be a topic of discussion. And we also deal with spirituality that works hand-in-hand with psychics. I think this is basically a misnomer, and I will get to that. We have another call. Hi, this is Rita. How can I help this evening?
Hi, Rita. This is David, a big fan of yours in Spring, Texas.
Well, David, how are you? It's been so long.
I am doing great, thank you, and I'm
well,
so
I'm
excited
very happy
to hear you this evening.
I am so happy to hear from you. It's been a long, long time.
Yes,
and
it has.
Have you been hiding out from me, David?
No.
Well, tell me what's been going on in your world.
Oh, it's been an interesting year for me. I switched jobs about 4 months ago, and that's been a real interesting journey. But what I called for this evening was, I of course am a firm believer that our loved ones never really go away. They're just on the other side of the veil, but I'm
absolutely
someone who doesn't really experience them sort of physically. I don't hear them. I don't really feel them, but I believe that they're there, and recently it's been shared with me that they're actually on the other side really waiting to hear from us, to hear, have us ask for help or guidance or to interact in some way, and I would just like to know your thoughts on that, and also if anyone might be hanging out there wanting to share a message with me this evening that's
absolutely
passed on.
David. For one thing, you have quite a few people that have passed over, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I see at least three or four.
Mm-hmm.
There, I feel one female very strongly, three possibly 2 to 3 male energies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One, I feel a male energy that was actually killed, and I want you to either yes or no to validate this or not. Okay?
Okay.
So there's one male energy that I feel was either in an accident or it was something not natural about it. The others were. The others were either from illness, whatever. The female energy is kind of in the back off to the right, which tells me that basically she is either a family member that was older, that is older, but a very protective mother kind of energy towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say a mother type, it could actually be your mother, but sometimes
mm-hmm.
the energies have to be really refined, so it's either someone that treated you like a son. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, and it could also be your mom if she has passed. Now, that's off to there, but there are two other male energies that are very close to you. Very loving energies. One is kind of pulled back a little bit, like almost afraid to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is like the horse ready to run, run the race. He's very anxious to talk with you. Almost like chastising you, like, how could you make these decisions? Does that make sense to you, David?
Yeah, actually, I have some ideas about who all of those energies might be.
Mm-hmm. Is there someone that you knew that actually committed suicide in your past? The reason why
mm-hmm.
I'm asking this is because it keeps knocking at my door, and I have to speak it.
Hmm.
So it's almost...
Not
just,
off the top of my head, I'm
okay.
Not.
There's some. Then if it's not you, there's someone out there who has someone who has committed suicide, and I don't know who you are, but sometimes that happens. They're just
uh-huh.
a portal. But in any event... this one individual, this male individual, is very almost like joined at the hip with you. I do feel a little bit older energy from him.
Yes.
But I do also sense that it's like he wants to really guide you. He wants to be there for you. Like, and I do know that you know him and you do speak to him because he said he hears you. He hears you especially in the evening, and sometimes he says that he leaves clues for you, but you're not, like, listening or seeing
mm-hmm.
minor things, like a blinking of a light or
mm-hmm.
sound. I'm hearing sound, like sometimes TV might jump channels or something like that.
Wow. It's interesting you should say that. I have had this strange experience in the past that I can't explain sometimes at night. I have seen a flashing green light in my closet, bedroom closet. It's totally mm-hmm. unexplainable to me. There's no reflection, no green lights.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kind of, well, actually, I have to recant something I said earlier. From time to time, sometimes I sort of hear things.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody's whispering.
That yeah, sometimes you hear even your name like David.
But like, I can't really make out what they say. I think the whom you're talking about is a very, very, very dear friend named Phil that... crossed over some years back. He and
oh,
I were very, very
it's
close.
It's been about close to 8 to 10 years, is that correct?
I'm sorry?
Was it 8 to 10 years ago?
No, I don't think it would be quite that long.
There's
but
somebody that...
Time's flying by, though.
Yeah, there's someone 8 to 10, but that's okay. Unless they're doing time. 8 to 10. No, I'm only kidding, David. This particular individual... There's the kind of love here that really transcends time and space. I want you to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has a pet with him. He's talking about a pet that he has with him. Did he have an animal, a dog or something that died?
Not in the time that I knew him. He had a pet for a while, but when he got ill... he gave it to some friends of his, and I don't know. I would imagine by now it's probably passed, but
I believe it has, and I'm going to tell you why. That animal pined for him. I mean, I just feel that, and
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling it's a dog, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing it's a dog, and I don't feel like it was a huge dog. It was a rather smaller breed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like that dog is with him, and he's very happy to be with
that
his master,
so
to speak. Yeah. Yeah,
Sheba,
I do feel
probably.
That. Mm-hmm. Who is the A connection, the letter A? Could be a first, middle, or last name, by the way. They play tricks on me sometimes. They'll give me their middle name. Don't ask why.
Oh, let's see.
Okay, it's almost like a name like Alan, is what I'm hearing. If that is not important to you at this point, it
mm-hmm.
soon will be. If you do not have a connection with an Alan in the past, there's going to be a connection with an Alan in the future.
Okay.
I feel it's going to be this year, and I feel in a couple of months, around the month of March, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for some reason, that's going to be very important. I almost feel I'm hearing hookup. It could be business. It could be somebody that's going to turn things around.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be an important individual for you. So just kind of keep your ears open, David.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And you're in the process of what I call transformation. It's almost like you've let a lot of things go from the past.
Yeah.
I also feel the future has not quite manifested yet, so it's like you've got one arm in the past and one arm in the future.
That feels accurate, yes.
And don't you feel like you're being pulled in two different directions?
Yes, sometimes I really do.
And what's underneath is like shifting sand. It's like there's no, it's like it's all kind of there but not there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very disconcerting feeling at this point. But as the year progresses, things are going to feel a lot more solid, stable, coming into
Great.
Your own, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be two or three different options, by the way.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And I'm talking financial options.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, tell me, who is this female? She keeps bugging me. Is this your mom or someone that was, you know?
Well, actually, two of the largest, most prominent energies in my entire life were my mother and her mother. And they're both past, so
your mother
it could
is
be
coming
either.
Very strong, then. It's a mother, not a grandmother. This is mom.
Okay.
And it's like she's to my right, which is very interesting in the and what you know, because psychism is also symbology. It's
mm-hmm.
as if she's showing me that she's like she's got the machete in hand, and she's clearing a path for you, David.
Oh.
Is what she's showing. It's like she's guiding you, but then you have this other male individual that's also kind of right behind her. So you have a lot of guidance from above. And what I sometimes would suggest is when we cannot deal with it on when we're awake, before you go to sleep at night, a lot of people, you know, the brain kind of shuts down a little bit, and we're able to break through that veil, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask to meet them in dream time.
Okay.
And keep working at that, because eventually it will happen.
Oh, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. And also, okay, did you say his name was Phil?
Phil, mm-hmm.
Okay. He wants you to listen to the radio for music that's going to convey messages to you.
Okay.
So I don't know, you know, whatever your music preference is, you're going to be in your car driving, you turn that radio on, somehow, some way, a song will come on that's going to tell you what you want to know.
Mm-hmm.
In as far as whatever it is you want to know from him.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you have any more questions, David?
No, I think that's it for right now.
Well, it's been so great speaking with you.
Oh,
and
it's great to talk
keep
to you,
in
too.
Touch. Yeah, one of these days I'll get down to spring again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I look forward to that.
Well, so will I, and we love you, David, and thank you for the opportunity to be with you this evening.
Thank you very much. Take care, Rita.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, David. And what I would like to say in regards to a lot of times getting back to what I was saying about spirituality and on being psychic. The thing is I've seen people that don't have a spiritual bone in their body but, you know, can see miles and miles and miles. I think that it's better if you have some form of spiritual discipline from a personal level, because you do come up against some things that can be quite unethical. So in light of that, let's go to our next caller. Hi, this is Rita. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Evelyn.
Well, hello. How can I help you this evening?
Okay, I got a question. Do you take questions? Is that how it works, or you just say stuff?
You go for it.
Okay, my question kind of is like this. My son's transferred from one college to another college, and he's going to California. How do you see that working out?
Actually, very well. He's going to California, you said?
Yes.
He's going to love it. It's like California and him were made for each other.
Now, the thing is the transition. Is the money, because we're setting up an apartment for him, well, him and two other buddies are going.
Yes.
And this other parent has kind of helped setting things up. Do you think there's going to the financial end and all that's going to work out fine? Because he's part of a Pell Grant and Stafford loan. Do you see all that?
I feel that the other parent's going to hold up their end. But for some strange reason, I also see a younger female involved with this. So even though they may have, technically there's three guys, you know, doing this, I still see one female. Now, she may be the girlfriend of one of these individuals that may come to visit, but I do see a female there. But I don't see her paying rent, if that's what you're talking about. I don't see that.
No, I just was wondering with the three boys, as far as paying for the rent and the monies, because even myself, I'm really, you know, financially really unable to help him. He really has to have his Stafford loans to pay for his rent.
He's going to be fine. I'm going to tell you why. He's really going to take to California, and he's going to do whatever it takes to stay there.
He is.
Yes, he is.
Do you see him getting a job?
Yes. Yes. He's going to actually step up to the plate and get the job, and also I don't feel like it's going to be for this huge, you know, company. It's kind of a storefront place is what I'm sensing.
Well, you know what? Somebody here that is an acquaintance, well, a regular customer that comes through where I work, gave me his name and number, and it's with a large company. Do you see he's going to get a job with that person's company?
Eventually. I don't feel that's going to come through immediately. He's going to find, like, what I would call temporary work to begin with, just to have money, income. The other job may come through a little bit later on, because for some reason, regardless of, you know, if it's a friend of a friend, there's a little bit of red tape involved with this.
Okay.
It's going to take a little bit of time to get him in, possibly up to 90 days. So I want you to be aware of that. But I do see him getting a job, like, within a week or two of him arriving on the scene.
Yeah, because he's going there this weekend, and I'm just hoping everything's going to work out, because financially I'm really starting to get nervous, because their rent is not going to be cheap, and I'm like, I don't have the money to pay for that, so.
No, and you know what? Even if you did, it's not such a bad thing. We all want to help our children, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But sometimes they need to understand certain things. It's a good thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And is he a rather tall individual?
5'10", maybe 5'11"-ish. Maybe.
Well, I'm 5 foot, so see, everybody's taller than me. Yeah.
And do you see him doing really well in the football arena there? Because that's why he's going to school there, to play football. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He He needs to take a little bit better care nutritionally. Okay? I just feel like nutritionally he just needs to take care a little bit better. Not that there's anything wrong, but he just needs to do that. Because I think that sometimes when they get, you know, really on their own, they just kind of get a little bit lax in that area. But I do see him, you know, if he does that, takes care of himself in that respect, I do see things working out very well. And don't be surprised, Mom, if he literally relocates out there, because it's just a really good gut feeling with this. I think he's going to take it to it like a duck to water.
Well, he's always wanted to go there. Do you have any messages from the other side for him or us?
I feel a female energy, and I feel as if, let's see.
Well, his dad's there.
Okay, I'm not feeling his dad at this point, okay? I'm getting 4 or 5 years ago. What happened 4 or 5 years ago with this? There's something that I'm being told 4 or 5 years ago, so this is like...
4 or 5 years ago is when his dad started to have medical issues.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I could pull his dad in a little bit, because his energy is kind of faint. The female energy is very strong, so let me try to go back to dad. Okay, from like around the stomach area, around chest stomach area is where I'm feeling with his dad. It almost senses like, it feels like a cancer, a growth of some kind, okay? I think his dad had a lot of medical problems. I just feel when I get into the energy, it just doesn't feel like this is the one thing. It's like the body shuts down. Does that make sense to you?
Well, he went in for back surgery and it got infected, so it kind of affected his whole system.
Okay. So it wasn't like this one thing. I mean, the infection caused it per se, but it's just the whole body was affected. And was his dad also involved with football?
Only that he was the loudest cheerleader around. Everybody knew his dad was in the stands, let's put it that way.
Now, I feel like he kind of watches over his son, but I'm getting a very pullback kind of energy. It's almost like he's really mad at dying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was.
Very angry at this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my time. I very angry at the fact that he, you know, passed over.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Because his son was just in the prime of football. He was 16 at the time, and just in the prime of it, and he didn't want to miss out, and he died, you know?
Yeah, it's very sad, because I just feel your husband's energy, or his dad, you know, and it's... But he's, like, right there with him, but he's in the background, just kind of observing. I do not feel as if he tries to communicate with your son on any level. It's just... It's like you're, you know, it's his way of just being there for him. He wants to observe. He still wants to be, like, in a sense, a part of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want anyone to misunderstand. You know, a lot of people say, well, you're earthbound. And that's because that spirit decides to be earthbound. That is perfectly within their prerogative to do so.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. Like, send them to the light. Well, if I pass over and I want you to watch over my kids, I got news for you, I'm earthbound too. So, you know, shoot me, okay?
Right.
So, but now, I also feel an older female energy. Has your mom passed?
No, my mother-in-law
and older female energy. A girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the one that died of cancer? There's a cancer.
Yep.
Excuse me, honey, I'm sorry.
Yes, the girlfriend died of cancer.
Okay, then it's her. All right. Okay. She's got an excellent sense of humor, by the way. Because why? She's showing me herself like in a cheerleader's uniform, and it's hysterical. It's like she's just got this really good sense of humor, but she was very incapacitated very much towards the end. I felt, you know, she had a rough time of it. Well, I mean, let's face it, anyone that passes from cancer, unless they go in their sleep, they're going to have a rough time of it. But
right.
but it was like when I get into her energy, it's like a sinking feeling.
Mm.
And it's like I want to be out of this so bad that I'm willing to go.
Right.
It's that kind of thing. Was there, like, in other words, when she passed or right before she passed, I'm almost getting a feeling like there was, like she wasn't able to connect with you or something.
We lived quite a few, we lived quite a ways away from each other. So
yeah,
we weren't able to be physically
together
by each other, but, you know, just through phone calls and stuff.
Right, but you know what? I just get a sense that even though it didn't come to pass like that, that you could have physically been there with her,
mm-hmm.
she wants you to know you were very much on her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's like your thoughts were with her, and that gave her comfort. It's, you know, like a telepathy between two people?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was that connection between the two of you. And so, and it's okay, she said, because she knew that you loved her, and
yeah,
very much so, and that, you know, it was all right.
Yeah.
She felt it. She very much felt it.
Okay.
Did she also have a son, by the way?
Who?
Did she also have a son?
My girl, no, she was never married and had no kids.
Who is the younger male energy that she's, okay, your son she's talking about.
Okay.
She thinks of your son sort of like her son.
Oh, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
She did meet my kids, though.
They are
babies. My
yeah,
girlfriend.
It's like she watches over him.
Oh, it's, good.
Yeah, she's kind of just hovering over there. I just kind of, you know, just. She may not have had children, but she definitely had a nurturing motherly instinct about her.
Mm-hmm.
She can talk to people and know instinctively what was wrong with, like, you know, sometimes people put on a, you know, a happy, brave face, and then you'll get that one person that'll come up and see right through it and say, are you okay? It's
yeah.
almost like that's her energy. She knew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she knew. I also get a feeling with this woman, she was pretty intuitive herself.
Oh.
There was a deep instinct about her, and... But it's almost as if when I touch her soul, there's that feeling that she never really felt comfortable on planet Earth.
Oh,
like a sense of, I need to move on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you know anyone that passed that was musically inclined?
Musically. Well, oh gosh, not that I can think of.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking, I'm seeing someone that is either a musician or is musically inclined. Someone that either played a piano or something like that, and a connection with you. But I feel it's like two behind you, which means it could be a grandfather or somewhere in the family. There's some connection with that, honey.
Yeah, not that I could think of. Because I have so many people up there, I don't know who's doing what.
Well, that's, you know, it just kind of works out that way sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the thing is, we always love ones. It's inevitable. It's a fact of life. And, but we know that, I think somewhere deep inside, even though we know that, you know, sooner or later, we'll make that transition, I think there's something of this divine spark that says, I just can't believe that, you know, when I die, I'm just dead, that there's nothingness, you know. It just doesn't fit right in the grand scheme of things. It's almost as if to say, yeah, I don't know where I'll be, but I know I'll be somewhere.
Well, just like I believe they're somewhere, I think they're close, but somewhere is close that I can't see them, but they're there.
They're right here with us. They're in
yeah.
the same environment, yes. They're not like in another galaxy, but you have to understand, the human eye literally only sees 10% of what it's out there, because if we actually saw everything, we'd probably lose our minds. But they are here. They just vibrate at a higher rate. It's sort of like, do you ever look at like a fan when it's moving really fast?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like you could, even though it's vibrating real fast, you could like almost see right through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that spirit has a much higher vibration than we do. That's why the human eye can't see it, but they're definitely right here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What did they say about this roommate that I'm getting here shortly to help me with the rent?
Sketchy. On and off. I feel, I got to be honest with you, that it'll be like you may get 2 months, okay, then the third month might be missed, and the fourth month might be paid. It's kind of on and off.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So just kind of watch out for that.
So this
I mean, the intention is good. Don't get me wrong. Their intentions are good. It's just that I think that they're not divulging everything they need to about their financial situation.
Hmm.
So just be a little
bit... The whole point of having this person in is to help with the rent because I'm having a tough time making it.
Well, see, here's the thing. I think they will help with the rent, but I don't know if they'll pay their equitable share. So let's say if you... Just using numbers, let's say the rent is $1,000 a month and you're, you know, expecting maybe $500 a month, they may give you $300. You see what I'm saying? It's that kind of feel to it. I don't feel like, I mean, like I said, the first couple of months, maybe 3 months, you'll get what you're supposed to get, but then I see an up and down. I see a very sporadic energy with that. So unless you, I mean, I know, you know, when you have a roommate, normally you don't sign any contracts or anything like that. You know, it's just normally not done. However, I really would do like a trial run with this. You know, I know that's kind of hard to do on certain levels, but by the same token, you don't want someone to move in lock, stock, and barrel, and they're not pulling their weight.
She's just going to be moving in to a bedroom and bringing her bed and a dresser, and that's pretty much it.
That's good. I think her intentions are good. I really do. I don't feel like a bad energy from this person at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think financially there's a little bit of a problem there. So it could be, like I said, you know, a couple of months you'll do it, and then the third month there may be a little bit, you know, well, I'm a little bit short this month. Or, you know, my tires blew out of my car, and that's where the rent money went. So it's that kind of feel to it. But even with that, to be quite honest with you, some is better than nothing.
Right, right.
You know, any help is better than no help at all.
Right. And mm-hmm. and the thing is where I'm living, I'm secure here, do you find?
Okay, where are you living? What was that, honey?
Do you think where I'm living, my landlords are okay with where I'm at and stuff? There's not going to be any issues?
I'm not getting a heavy-duty energy from your landlords. I almost feel as if they kind of they backed off.
Okay.
I'm not getting any heavy-duty energy around that. It's like, I don't feel like they'll, quote-unquote, interfere, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think that as long as you're kind of upfront with it,
mm-hmm.
just let them know, you know. But other than that, it's like, pay the rent. That's all we care about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you don't see anything, no issues coming about that? Because sometimes I get nervous, you know.
Well, sure. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Mm-mm. I'm not getting any issue with that whatsoever.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't want any complications there. Bad enough my son's giving me stress.
Exactly. I know exactly what you're saying. You also, I don't know about right now, but sometime, I'm trying to get a feel for the timing on this. I think you will actually move. I think you're going to relocate in the future.
You know, I've heard that before.
Yeah, I don't feel it's going to be immediate, but I do feel... Maybe within the next 18 months, there's going to be at least some kind of preparation made towards that end. And you may even relocate out west where your son is at, because I really do feel he may stay there. But I just don't see you staying where you're at. And also, do you have a connection with Ohio by any chance?
Ohio? No, not
okay.
Me.
Okay. Just checking, because there's someone out there. If you have a connection.
My son was in Nebraska.
No, this is definitely Ohio. They're showing me Ohio. So whoever's out there that has connection with Ohio, call me. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, you're going to be moving to a more temperate climate. And I feel you're going to be very happy once you make that move. But it's not going to be immediate. Like I said, about a year and a half, around 18 months, somewhere in there.
In my job situation, how's that going?
Boring. Yeah. No, I'm only kidding.
Well, it's an easy gig.
Yeah.
But I don't like my boss.
Yeah. No, I mean, do I feel like it's threatening in any way? No, I don't. I mean, they really like you where you're at. But then again, how could they not? You've got a really pleasant personality. I mean, you know, you do what they ask you to do, and all is well, you know, all is right in the world. So I do get a sense that with times the way they are, I think everybody's a little bit on edge.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not feeling, you know, usually I can sense that energy. I could feel like that, you know, knot in the stomach. Not happening here. They're going to do whatever it takes to keep people working. So
yeah.
I do not think that you're going to have a problem with that. You'll just be there as long as you want to.
Well, I'm working two jobs right now. Do you see that's going to have to stay that way for a while?
It may stay that way until the end of the year, if you so choose. I think that you're going to do it at some point, like let's say August, okay? I feel that you will continue through August. And then at that point, you're going to find yourself in a little bit more comfortable position, so then it will become a choice. But by that time, you're going to like the income so well that you may continue in that vein. It's going to be like getting used to a certain amount of money each month, but then you're going to have to make a choice in August, because I think that by that time, you know, you'll be ready to say, okay, I'm done now, you know, but you may stay on till the end of the year with the two jobs. But I do feel at least until August with that. Absolutely.
Well, that means I'm not winning the lottery anytime soon.
Well, join the club. You know, I wish my gift came in the form of numbers.
Darn. I was thinking, darn, I don't like working two jobs. I only work because I need the money.
I certainly understand. But you know what? This is, if it helps any, think of it this way. And I know, you know, people say, oh, wah. But it's sort of like this. Be thankful that you're able to work.
Well, I do. I am.
And I know you're a grateful woman, and I know that. I can feel that from you. It's just like sometimes, give me a break. I would like to just go out and eat dinner without having to worry if my lights are going to be paid this month.
Right.
You know, I understand, and it doesn't help to know that you're not alone.
Well, the thing is, financially, for me, myself, I'm doing good. It's just
my money is going to my son.
That's what's taking everything out of me.
Exactly. And believe me, many women have gone down that path when their sons decide to, guess what time it is, Ma. But I think your son is at a point right now that he really does want to stand on his own two feet. I think he's ready to, quote-unquote, make it and give this all he's got. Because it's like a light, you know, like a light bulb turns on in the head, like this is it, make it or break it kind of thing. And he's going after it with a lot of gusto, I'll give him that much. I feel
hope he's going to succeed at this, because he is going with gusto. He goes to me today, he goes, you know, he is so ready to go. He goes, you know, I don't want to live with you anymore, Mom. And it's like, not that I mean that in a bad way, it's just I don't want to anymore.
No,
and I go, that's good, because you shouldn't want to.
Exactly. And that I definitely feel, you know, biting at the bit to get out there and just, you know, creating a space in this world for himself. I really do feel that. And I also find that as he goes on, the momentum will build. He's going to be very self-directed and very self-motivated, your son. I don't think, you know, you'll have to worry about that. I really don't. I mean, if he ever needed anything a little bit extra, that's one thing, but he's certainly not going to take advantage of that fact. Because he's going, like I said, out there with all the gusto he can muster.
Well, that's good. That's good. And you do see the financial aid coming through for him? Because he's on a Pell Grant because his dad passed away, so I don't have the money. So he's on a grant. You see that's going to all come into
place? Yeah, that's definitely coming through. Also, I actually see two different sources. So there may be another avenue that he may not have explored yet. I'm not sure, but I do see two avenues of support, and you're not one of them. I just thought I'd clear that up.
Well, one should be his Stafford loans, and the other one's the Pell Grant.
Okay.
So would that make sense to that?
Yes. I see two sources, two flows.
He had those two when he was going to Nebraska. Those two were part for his room and board, for his dorm, and the grant was for his tuition, and the whole thing was to transfer all that to this college in San Diego. And I was just making sure that still is all going to...
Yeah, I feel that I'm hearing intact. Everything is intact.
Oh, very good.
So you won't have to worry about that. Now, you know, like when something is supposed to happen, like all the cosmic tumblers just kind of fall into place? That's the feel I have with him. It's just right. When it's right, it just goes with the flow. And I feel like on your level, I feel a very sure stability, an increase as time goes on. So you're not, I mean, you know, we're concerned, but I don't want you to put such a heavy spirit of worry on your finances. That kind of that has that snowball effect. But of course you're concerned, and we all are, so... But hang in there, because it's going to steadily grow for you. There's going to be a very stable energy financially. And once you're at a certain level, then I see the move come about. That's when I see the relocation.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you see it going out west, probably the same area as where my son's at.
Probably so, because I'm feeling not like run on top of each other, but within close proximity, absolutely. Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. But
In a good way, though.
But it's not, like I said, it's not going to happen immediately. I keep hearing about 18 months, about a year and a half with that.
I know I've been focusing on my son, but I do have a daughter. How is she going to do?
Well, I'm going to put it to you this way. There is a flat line with your daughter here. In other words, right now, I'm not getting a dip or a peak. She's going with the flow. Just know I'm not sensing any major things going on right now. It's like she's just following, going along. But I also feel that she's got something in her mind that she wants to do sometime down the road, and all of whatever's going on with her is kind of leading up to that point, and that will come in about 2 years.
And what is that?
Well, interestingly enough, I don't know if there's a government involvement with this, but it has a very structured kind of energy to it, which can mean legal, judicial, governmental, is what I'm getting from her. She may not even be in that direction as we speak, but I see her following a path down that road. So it's kind of gonna eventually, bend, go in that direction. But that's not gonna come for a couple of years, because she's still kind of in the process of, let me just go along with this and see where it takes me. She's almost the opposite of your son in a sense. Now, not to say that she's not self-directed or self-motivated, but she's more of the observer as opposed to, let's get out there and do this.
Yeah.
She kind of calculates. She calculates, she weighs, she analyzes, she internalizes things.
Yeah, she more internalizes.
Mm-hmm, more analytical, whereas your son is, hey, this is great, I'm going for it. Let's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely more verbal.
yeah, you're waiting on me, you're backing up. You know, that's the kind of feel I get from him. But her energy is much more subdued, more cautious. And I wouldn't say fear or careful, just cautious. Just like, okay, is this right for me or not? You know, just a quiet energy from her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But she knows what she's doing. Just trust in her judgment, because this is interesting, because when I get into her energy, she's one of the few people that I can honestly say that knows themselves very, very well. And usually it takes a much more mature or older person that has lived life, lived experience, and, you know, pretty much learned by their mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
This particular individual is much different. She kind of has her own thing that she follows, and it has served her well, and will continue
good.
To do so.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, she's got good instincts, your daughter. Very good.
Yeah, her and her brother are definitely two different. One's verbal, one's quiet.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, because I don't think I could handle two the same.
You couldn't handle two like him, that's for sure.
No.
He's kind of like, whoa, he's wired for sound.
Oh, my God, he's like three kids all wrapped up in one.
Mm-hmm. And been that way since the day he entered this world.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Where's your daughter? Like, is she here?
Yeah. She has her moments, but she's definitely easier than him.
Yeah. But, you know, she's never felt like in the shadow of her brother. They're just very distinctive personalities, and they're both equally fine with their own personalities. It's like, I'm quiet, that's it. I don't aspire to be like my brother. I don't have to be this way. I'm very good the way I am. Thank you very much. That's
yeah.
her kind of it. She's very self-assured, you know, especially being a younger woman.
Yeah,
so,
she definitely had to take a back seat to her because of her brother, because he was always in football and she was just a sister.
Mm-hmm. Your your son's father.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's just kind of there again, and he's very pulled back on this, but we're dragging it out of him. But he wants to tell you that he loves you.
Oh,
no
really?
No matter what. And you know what he's talking about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, so he's telling me he loves me?
Yes.
Well, you know, kind of good to hear that, because I tell you what, some days get so sad that... You know, it's always just good to know, even if it is from the other side, and even though they're gone, it's still kind of nice to know.
Is November a significant month around him?
Around him?
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of. December would be more, but not November.
December. Now, I spoke to David a while ago, we talked about Christmas. Because I said, well, it could be for some. Sometimes they kind of overlap into one another. But I feel like a November. Is anyone in your family born in November or any anniversary around November?
November is when his mom passed away.
His mom passed, okay.
Mm-hmm. In November. That would be, to me, that's the only thing, because there's no
that would
birthdays,
be the
no anniversary.
Yeah. Because he keeps showing me, like, red roses. And now, when I see balloons, that's like birthday. But when I see red roses, it's more like an anniversary of some kind.
Our anniversary is December 7th.
Okay. Well, this, you know, he keeps going on about November, so it could be his mother that, you know, maybe just weird. But,
mm-hmm.
but
doesn't ring a bell.
But I also... Who is the male energy, older male energy that passed for you, not connected with your husband, connected with you?
My dad.
Okay. Okay. Let me see what I'm putting. You were especially close with your dad because I'm getting a strong bond here.
This what?
Strong bond.
My dad and I?
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a strong bond, but it was, you know, back in the day. It's not something you talked about, but I think it was always there.
Yeah, because, you know, that's when men were men and women were glad of it kind of mentality.
More men were men and kids were kids, but, you know,
yeah.
They never said anything, but you knew they loved you. You
oh,
they never
absolutely.
Said it. Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like a very strong bond in as far as energy is concerned, and I get almost a sense that the way he looked at you is like you were the more responsible one
yeah.
in the family.
Yeah, I was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to pat myself on the back. It's just
No. You know, there's always one in the family that, you know, the rest of the family knows we can count on.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Well, I have to wrap it up. Believe it or not, we're
yeah,
done.
So, just a godsend. I appreciate it so much, and thank you for all the time
tonight.
Thank
you. You're welcome, and thank you, everybody, for joining in, and I will let you know when I'm back on. I love you all.